the false dichotomy. It's what philosophers call a false dichotomy, Richard pontificated in the locker room. It's like, how can Mexicans eat all that hot food? Well, they can't. Mexicans have more stomach ulcers than any other people in the world. I wasn't sure what he was talking about. False dichotomy, as in other alternatives than just either or? We'd been talking about custody cases. I'd mentioned going to the birthday party of the 4-year-old son of a friend whose mother lived across the country. Adam and his ex duked it out in court, constant custody battles. Who got to keep the boy, when and for how long? My mind reeled at the expense. Or was it the actual relationship to which Richard was referring? I'd outlined how the baby had come to be, Adam having casual sex with Marissa. Because she was chill, as he put it. Before Marissa got pregnant and morphed into a martinet, a demanding shrew intent on ruining Adam because he refused to offer marriage. Did Richard mean there could be a middle ground between chill and churlish? But I didn't have time for Richard's clarification, if there was one. See you, I sing-songed to him, hoisting my gym bag, heading for the door. Either I'd wait all day for Richard to make his point, or I'd spend the rest of my life wondering what he was getting at.